Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Here we go. Live from Dublin, Ireland, in the heart of it, now near the Temple Bar. We just toured the castle, the NFL experience, and the Today Show just shot a segment here, too. And I'm running into tons of Pittsburghers. Here's a couple that just got back from their overnight flight. What's your name?
Let's go. Mark and Don Christie.
Hey, everybody.
And guess where they're from, Michael?
Where?
Green tree. They could throw golf balls at our building.
I'm in Green Tree right now. I'm in Green Tree right now. I wish that was where you are.
Hey, Mike, we came all this way just to see Larry in Ireland.
Yeah. I love it.
And we thought he was at Simon's already, and then he wasn't there. And my husband's like, go find him. We got to go find him.
Wait, how long did it? There he is. There he is.
Like a pot of gold. There's literally thousands of fans here, and they got the network. As I said, there's that camera draws people like flies.
Oh, does it ever?
Yinzer Nation is represented. Yinzer Nation's represented well this week.
It's beautiful here too. We got here early in the morning. There was no one here walking up and down the street. You want to be on TV too? Oh, hi. Say hi.
Hi. Oh, there's a Steeler fan.
Where are you from?
Georgetown, PA.
Michael Bartley's back in Pittsburgh, and we're just giving everybody a flavor in the tour. Uh-oh. There's an uprising of Vikings fans trying to drown.
Wait, let's see. Let's see. Let's see.
With our Steelers.
Woo! Let's go, Steeler Nation.
Get that Viking fan out. Get him out. Get him out.
So what are you guys going to do today?
You know what? We're just going to, I think we're going to do a little bit of bar crawl.
And then we're heading to the Guinness store for our tasting and tour. And then the Brazen Head.
Joey Porter.
Oh, where's Joey at?
Joey and Brett Kiesel.
Where are they? I forget. Marion Square, maybe.
We're part of a
tour. I got to go find Joey Porter or Brett Kiesel.
Hey, tell Joey Porter's wife. Christy Porter, she's a friend of mine, Joey's wife. She'll be there. I saw her on Facebook. Joey Porter's wife, Christy. She's fantastic.
All right.
We'll go find her next.
For sure.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you.
I love it.
Thanks, Larry.
Enjoy your time.
See you soon, guys.
We're going to
take you inside a pub.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my. Oh, boy. Whew.
That's right, Michael.
It's lunchtime.
Look at all
there.
These people.
I know.
Here.
Oh.
I could show you.
Let's see.
All the way. So if you're listening on the radio, which obviously most of you, but I highly recommend that if you can, you go onto our live stream or our all-new KDK Radio YouTube page. And want to thank Metropolitan Wind. Also, this trip is sponsored by AAA. And I want to thank everybody from AAA. Marita Williams put this together for us. We have about 150 Pittsburghers with us. And if you're looking for something to do in the near future, they've got the AAA Snowmobile Adventure in Jackson, Wyoming, right there at Yellowstone Park. 5-night stay, 3 days full of a guided tour. All the winter gear is supplied for you. Then you get a free day to roam. I could just see Michael Bartley on it. One of those snowmobiles.
Oh, I love that.
Visit a AAA office or go to 800-354-8761. And we thank AAA for all they do. We've had a great partnership with them, obviously, for decades. And here's the Today Show.
Where?
I don't know this. Uh-oh.
Somebody take it, Fred.
Wait a minute. Hi. We got some Viking fans.
Oh, geez.
Look at that. With network talent.
Oh, ho, you are in trouble.
They got no enthusiasm.
I know. Look at Larry. They look scared.
They are scared.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kathy. I'm from North Carolina.
And how long have you been a Steeler fan? Were you a Pittsburgher?
For life. I'm born in Pittsburgh.
Where?
Monroeville.
You sure? I'm not sure.
Well, I'm from a little town outside of there, but nobody would know it.
We'll say it.
We might know.
Well, everybody knows Plumbing.
Plumborough?
Oh, my God, yes.
Plumborough? We all know Plumborough. Hello?
Well, we do. You're right. Pat McAfee. You're right.
Where is Pat? He should be here.
Yeah, where is he?
He's in the bar drinking. I just had a job.
Everyone's in the bar drinking.
Where else would you be?
Well, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
God have mercy. Wait, Plumborough, we love Plumborough.
Hold on a second.
Oh, sis, who's that?
Sweeper's here.
Wait, look out.
On the Steeler.
He loves it. Even the street sweeper loves the Steelers, Michael.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
All right, you ready? We're going to get the chant going right here.
Ready, go.
All right. Here we go, Steelers.
Here we go. Here we go, Steelers.
Here we go. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
All right. Michael, we'll check back. I'm going to check into a pub, see what's going on.
Oh, boy.
Temple Bar.
We can't wait. Here we go. Larry's checking in, walking right in there. Let's see. It's 12:13 Dublin time. He's walking right into those taverns. Oh, those people are so fun. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk, but the Minnesota fans did look scared. They looked scared as hell because there were like three of them. And 80 gazillion Steelers fans from Plumborough, McKeesport. How about that lady mentioning Kennywood? I'm still laughing at that. Oh, man. When I say that Steelers fans have converged on Dublin, have they ever? And Larry's camera's there today is capturing everything. Oh, my. Here they go. All right, Larry's going to be inside the tavern coming up. You do not want to miss that. And I know a lot of you are listening on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, but don't forget this. I have to keep reminding you. You want to see what Larry's reporting live from Dublin, all right? So go to kdkradio.com, our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. You just click KDKRadio.com. Click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. All right. And then even easier, go to YouTube.com. Okay. Hit the search bar. Type in KDK Radio. It'll open right up to KDK Radio Live, and it'll be right now. Larry is walking into the tavern right there in Temple Bar, Dublin. All those Steelers fans, oh man, they're chanting, they're having a blast. That live coverage, Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from Dublin, continues in just a moment. In the meantime, it's 7:15. It's right in the middle of the rush.
All right, Big K Morning Show live from Temple Bar in Dublin, Ireland. We just, with this group of Steelers fans, were on the Today Show on NBC. So they're pretty fired up.
I got to get it. Is that it? Are you guys done on the NBC?
Let's go.
Yeah, it started yet.
Oh, they...
We were just warming up.
Oh. How about...
Where are you in Strump?
Oh, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Sewickley and proud of it.
Yeah.
What about it, Michael?
Sewickley.
Matt, come on.
Come on, then.
Here we go, Steelers.
Here we go. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Oh, look at that behind you, Larry. Look at those terrible towels.
Live on the Today Show on NBC, all these Steelers fans. But you can watch us on the radio at kdkradio.com on our live stream, YouTube page, get our free Odyssey.
Look at that.
This is crazy, Michael.
No wonder those Vikings fans look so scared.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Larry, wait, Larry. Larry, I'm watching the Today Show right now, and there they are. Yeah. I see them twirling the terrible towels.
That's us.
That's you guys right there. There it is. Wait a minute. Wait, I think I see you in the back. There it is. Oh, they just teased it. Oh, this is beautiful. The Steelers fans are getting more publicity than they've ever gotten ever. Wow.
I'm going to be right back out.
Yeah, you know what? Just to give you an example, you know, so like take today's show's ratings for their show every morning, and then you put Pittsburgh Steelers fans on, you know, all these things kind of build up, Michael, to, you know, the publicity that we're getting for the city. And that's part of the attraction, obviously, for the region. And this is just a microcosm of what's going to happen for the NFL draft in Pittsburgh on April, third weekend into April. So this has been fun so far, and we got more time. We're going to show you some more of the flavor of Dublin, Ireland throughout the morning show here.
You know what, Larry, you make a great point that connection to the draft coming up on the North Shore, and that's not that far away, and April of 26. But Paul Rasmussen and I were talking this morning about this Dublin game, the first regular season game, and for the past week and up to, there's the Today Show there live. Internationally, Pittsburgh, the name of our city, all of it is just, everyone is just so happy.
Go Steelers!
Here they are!
Where are you guys from? What park?
Washington, PA.
Yeah!
Yeah, Washington. Yeah, yeah.
What's your names?
CJ, Johnny Patch.
Frank.
Johnny Patch and Frank are here.
They're from Washington, PA.
We flew in yesterday. We've been enjoying it. We're going to be here for the next week or so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You get a tour of the town. So
absolutely.
What do you think of Dublin so far?
Oh, we love it. Black and gold for as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, it's pretty epic, isn't it?
This is amazing.
It's like being down the south side.
Yeah, absolutely.
It went all out, man. Slides everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, Michael.
It is all so right. Cool.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourselves. Represent.
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, it's pretty cool, Michael, because everywhere people are shouting out to us, so it's been a lot of fun.
Of course. Oh, man. Oh, this is fantastic, Larry. Washington, PA. We've had Plumborough, McKeesport. They're all there. Everyone's there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
So, I don't know. I promised I took some videos inside the Temple Bar. It's packed.
It looks
100% packed. So, we're going to go in. I'll take you. I want to take you in and do a live shot. But it was actually too crowded and too loud to do it. So, we're going to find a pub that's a little more subdued than that one. But anyone that's here knows where the Temple Bar is. And then there's a place called Fitzsimmons
we're going to go to next. So
that Fitzsimmons. Yeah, the Fitzsimmons. That's a Steeler bar. That's a Steeler bar. Okay, Larry Richard, live coverage on the Big K Morning Show, live from the streets of Dublin. We'll return in just a few moments. Man, look at all those Steelers fans in Dublin's fair city. We absolutely love it. They're so happy. And listen, you want to see your relatives in Dublin? Go to kdkradio.com, hit live stream. We're live on the stream right now. Or go to our YouTube page and just click and just type in KDK Radio. Ba-boom, 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 boom, boom. It pops up KDK Radio live. And you'll see all your folks. All right. Larry and his coverage in Dublin will return in a moment. In the meantime, it is 7:25 in the middle of the... Larry Richard show. Live from Dublin. There he is right there.
Yes, I'm on the River Liffey.
The River Liffey.
It runs through downtown Dublin. I just stepped outside and away from the Temple Bar and Fitzsimmons, which is a Steelers bar. Just went inside. And it's already packed, as you can imagine, with Steelers fans. So the beautiful weather here, it's cool, but it's gorgeous sunshine. So people are out in force. And I want to show you my wingman, Ryder. He got a new shirt. Look at this Guinness.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Turn around, Rod. Show in the back. Yeah, it's got the official emblem of the Guinness famous beer here. And bunch of people went on the tour. It seems like everybody that comes here, Michael, needs to go on the Guinness tour. The heck is that? What? They're trying.
What is that?
Woman dragging. She's dragging. She's dragging a suitcase, but she's not using the wheels on this surface anyway.
I was like, what is that?
So as we talk, I'm going to walk.
Larry, wait, Larry, show us. Just show us that the River Liffey. Just show us that. I.
Yeah, this is the River Liffey. By the way,
wow.
Want to thank AAA for making this happen and log on to kdkradio.com. Check out our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also our KDKA YouTube page is blowing up today because we've taken you literally on a walking tour of Dublin throughout the course of the show, and more to come. But it's beautiful. And if you see the river here, which cuts through the heart of Dublin. And
that that scenery right there, right behind you, the River Liffey. The Irish Americans in Pittsburgh, as you know, we have a big Irish city, and all the Steelers fans. This is such a big deal. That scene right there, I'm almost gonna cry here. That's so beautiful. Look at that sun glistening off that water, and those buildings behind you. That's so Dublin.
Well, the truth is, so many people immigrated from Ireland, you know, the famine and the history of Pittsburgh. And the truth is, a lot of Pittsburgh looks a lot like Ireland.
It kind of does.
And so, yeah, I mean, the green in
rivers,
the summer that we have, the cloudy days and rain. Of course, we've had a most unusual summer, and we're going to try to cross the road back to the party area. This is where it is right now.
And it's Larry. It's
I'll
so.
Can I get arrested for jaywalking?
Just say you're a Steeler fan. You'll be all right. Say you're.
This is a Reuters.
What's that? Oh, look at that. Larry, don't jaywalk. But if you get arrested, just say your name's Larry Rooney. Everything will be okay. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet up. Guess who's gonna meet me here in the next half hour?
Who?
Ellen Gamble's on the
trip.
Oh,
where is she? Where is she? I have an APB out on her. Tell her I want traffic. I want the traffic in Dublin. A traffic report.
We're back to the party area now. This is the Norseman.
Oh boy, look at that.
And then look down the street. So, for those listening, this is ancient road. They've shut it off to traffic just for this game. And the excitement for Sunday, 82,000 people. At one point, when they were trying to get tickets, they had 650,000 people in the queue to try to get tickets for this game. So there'll be people obviously from all over the world, but I have a feeling just like every game for the Steelers, they travel well. I see Pittsburgh Penguins, and how you doing?
Hi.
We're live on KDKM Radio. What's your name?
My name's Jared.
Where are you from?
Pittsburgh.
Zillion.
What's your name?
Terry.
When did you guys get here?
Yesterday.
Have you ever been to Ireland before?
No, first time.
And how hard was it to get tickets? We were just talking about so many people trying to get tickets.
Yeah, I was 505,000 in line.
Wow.
In the queue.
You just got your tickets yesterday. Who's this young guy?
This is my son, Braden.
Hey, Braden. You excited to be here?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Braden.
How old are you?
How old, bud?
He's 10. He's shy.
Yeah, he's shy.
Michael. Hi, Braden. That's
so
okay.
So many people here are not shy. So
we know.
What are you going to do between here and there?
We're just exploring the city.
Is that a podcast right now?
Yeah, this is that's the Today Show on NBC. They're doing cut-ins. So
yeah.
Nice to meet you guys. Enjoy yourself. I love Zealy and Opal.
I do too.
Take care.
What's your name?
Tahoe. Nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ireland.
Oh my God! A real Irishman.
Yeah,
we do exist.
Oh, Michael's. That's Michael Bardley in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Wait, where in Ireland are you from? Where in Ireland?
Well, I was born in Dublin, but I grew up in Kerry in the southwest.
Oh, I love County Kerry, the Ring of Kerry.
Yeah, I grew up on the Ring of Kerry in a place called Glenbey.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah. Oh,
where are your family from?
I'm from Clonbur and Galway. Clonbur.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, and Mam Cross in Galway and Tipperary. What's that noise? What are they doing?
We can't hear ourselves sing. But anyway, what do you think of having all these Americans here?
Oh, it's great. We're used to it, you know. We've had it a couple of weeks ago. We had a big game as well. So it's always nice to have Americans. They're very welcome.
Well, you guys have been really, really hospitable to us. So.
Well, I always say to my clients here, you know, that if you're Irish, chances are you have relations. I have first cousins. I have an aunt in New York. I have an aunt in New Jersey. I have an aunt in Florida. So America is you're our cousins, basically.
I'm related to you.
You know, so.
Well, thank you so much for your hospitality. All right, guys.
All right.
We'll let you get back to business, Michael, and then we're going to check in with Ellen Gamble here at the Temple Bar right after the news at the top of the hour.
Beautiful, Larry. Way to go. How about that guy? Oh, man. I love how the Irish talk. Between the River Liffey, that beautiful scenery, that gorgeous Irish sunrise, and the sun glistening off the River Liffey, And all those Steeler fans, this is epic. I can't help it. You know, Pat Septak came in and he said, Michael, you need to quit having so much fun. And I'm looking at him in the newsroom right now. And don't lie, I saw you perk up when they interviewed someone from Zillion Opal. I saw you. We know you love Zealy. How about that? And then Larry's interviewing these folks from all over Western Pennsylvania. From Washington, PA, to Plumboro. It is just absolutely wonderful. So don't you worry. You just go to our YouTube page. All right? Go to our YouTube page. Hit search. Put in KDK Radio, and then it'll pop up KDK Radio Live. And you just hit that, and our live coverage, Larry Richard. And the Big K Morning Show. Oh, man, is this fun. Larry and Ellen Gamble on the streets of Dublin coming right up. This is going to be a blast. Don't you worry about that. In the meantime, back here in the Berg, how about that fog? Whoa. Be careful. Be careful, please. And Paul Rasmussen was mentioning that.
Takeover of Dublin by Steelers fans is underway ahead of Sunday's game. We have Larry Richard roaming the streets in Ireland, and then we have our own Michael Bartley presiding over the radio riot here in Pittsburgh.
the operative word you just out of your mouth was takeover. It is a takeover. Wait, how about you loved when the Irish, the guy from Ireland, and he said, Michael's people, and the guy said, "Where are your people from?" That's what they, Paul. That's what they say to you when you're in Ireland. Oh, you're from the States. Where are your people from?
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean here. It means there.
Right. You know which county, right?
And they take great pride in it. Why do you think the whole all of Ireland is rooting for the Steelers?
I'm sorry,
Minneapolis fans, but it's true.
One of the great news stories I think that is going to emerge from this is how many people, more people, are coming to Pittsburgh from Ireland as visitors, and how many more Pittsburghers are headed there to enjoy their wonderful hospitality.
Paul, you can't buy this kind of publicity. Larry's walking down the streets, and there's the Today Show doing stuff there. Come on, and it's everything's Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. In fact, the Penguins practice at the Lemieux Center in Cranberry is another item. They're expected to be packed with fans today at noon who want to see goalie Marc-Andre Fleury play one last time.
Wow, and you know what? In your estimation, in my mind, I think he's just a gentleman and just a nice, egoless person, and that's why fans love him. What do you say?
I mean, Saturday night's game is a sellout, and there's a reason for that. The game with Columbus at PPG Paints Arena. Let me just put it this way. The last time that Fleury played a regular season game against the Washington Capitals, this is when he was with Minnesota. This is in the past season. When the game was over, the Washington players were skating off the ice, and Alexander Ovechkin called them all back on the ice to shake Marc-Andre Fleury's hand and congratulate. That's how much he's loved.
There it is.
Now we've got dry weather ahead. After a couple of inches of rain, 3 in spots, now none in the forecast for more than a week, Michael.
Wow, unbelievable. And our lawns are still discolored. People are worried about the fog this morning was incredible. You were talking about that.
We still have some right out the windows here at Foster Plaza right now.
I'm looking out the window, and it looks pretty thick. So it's pea soup in some spots. Not everywhere, but be careful driving. No question about it. Okay, Paul, where are your people from?
Having so much fun.
And then your buddy Pat Septak, when that guy Larry said, "Where are you from?" And the guy said, "We're from Zillionople." I saw Pat Septak sit up because he's so happy he's from Zillionople.
Where else can you go and bump into somebody from Zilly? Right? In Dublin.
And what a great town Zilly is, too.
Yep.
All right, thanks so much. Be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.